because there was this one baptism that I did that I just want to show you, because we talked about, it was amazing how God orchestrated, because we were talking about living out your faith in such a way that it's real to your children, and for your children to own their own faith, because you know you can't make them believe, you can't make them love Jesus. And then when we called for baptisms, this girl came up, and I just want to show you this video because it's very meaningful to me. And hopefully you can see, it's a little dark because we don't normally film the baptisms, but it just worked out. So I told you it was dark. This is Sabrina, and I want to introduce her because she brought up this letter that I wrote that was postmarked March 3rd, 1996, when we dedicated her as a baby. And it says, and we put it in an envelope that says, "Don't open until January 5th, 2008. And it says, "About 12 years ago, your parents stood with me before the church congregation. You were just a baby in their arms. It was at that time that your parents publicly dedicated themselves to loving you and caring for you in a way that is pleasing to God. The whole congregation prayed for your parents that they'd be able to provide this type of love and care through the power of the Holy Spirit. We also prayed for you. We dedicated you to the Lord and asked that He protect you, draw you near to Him, and help you to live in a way that's honoring to Him. Now it's your 12th birthday. You reach an age when you can understand what it means to believe in Jesus and to live for Him. If you have not made a decision to believe in Jesus as your Savior and to follow Him as your Lord, then it's my prayer and that of your parents that you do so today. Then you can celebrate two birthdays at once, your physical one as well as your spiritual rebirth. We pray that you make this decision for yourself, because we've made the same decision for ourselves, and it's the most meaningful thing we've ever done. If you've trusted in Jesus at this time as Savior and Lord, then be sure to thank Him for that gift of eternal life. It's far more precious than any present you'll receive on your birthday. Also, thank your parents for their Christian love and example. Let them know how grateful you are for all they've done for you. A pastor privilege to dedicate you, Francis Chan." Isn't that crazy? And I thought, there's no way that this is coincidence that on the weekend we talk about this, that she walks up with this letter about, you know what, I'm 12, I read that letter, and that faith is my own. I want to be in that first seat. I'm not living off the faith of my parents when they dedicated me as a baby. This is my own. And, you know, she was born right around the same time as my daughter was. And crazy thing about this girl here is, you talk about a miracle. Her mom, Jamie, when she was pregnant with Sabrina, was told that the baby had died in her womb. And so they had the DNC. They had the DNC to remove Sabrina because they were told the baby had died. They were done with the DNC, and the doctors say, "You know what? We didn't get all of the baby. And so let's check what happened." They look in her womb again, and the baby is alive. I had never heard of anything like that in my life. And at that moment, we knew, okay, God, I've never heard of that. She had the DNC and they missed her? You were fast. A doctor said that she was dead and her baby, the baby's gone. It was a sad, sad time. I remember walking with Bruce and Jamie through that. And then for this miracle. And now you're about to watch her get baptized. Guys, this is an awesome morning. This is an awesome service. God is doing something. And so it is just an absolute rush for me to baptize Sabrina Watson, a baby that was dedicated to the Lord, who is here because God created her and wanted on her on this earth so she could sit on that first chair and do something in His name. Do you really love Jesus? I mean, this is your own deal. You totally love Him. You're ready to follow Him. Right on. It is an absolute honor to privilege, that privilege to baptize you today. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's not the coolest thing in the world. Man, I just remember that time, and I was talking to Bruce and Jamie, your parents, afterwards, and I'm going, you know, I bet everyone in there thinks I'm lying about the DNC, or because it's just too out of this world, it's too unbelievable. I mean, how do you miss a baby? How does that ever happen? How did you say, you know, check it over and over again, yep, it's not beating, this baby's dead, let's remove this baby, and you go and you remove it, and you missed? Or was the hand of God on this little girl? And saying, I mean, just baptizing her and talking with her parents afterwards, we just stood there going, okay, what in the world is God up to with this girl's life? Like, why is Sabrina on this planet? Like, God has some major, massive, amazing life planned out for her. So, I don't know, it was just such a cool time. So I'm glad we had the video and we could share that with you, because it was just one of those moments where everyone walked out in awe of God. Because you can't praise her parents. You can't praise anyone that raised her. You can't praise her for really dodging the DNC thing. You know, I was joking about that, if anyone was curious. You know, it's just, you just walk away, go, God, you know what? You're doing something in that girl's life. And her faith is real. You know, I mean, she is in love with Jesus, and it's not just something her parents taught her and did to her or whatever else. And so, I don't know. It's just, I love when God works that way. When things just happen, you're not expecting them, and rather than let's do another church service, another sermon, it's like, God, why don't you show up?